the Johnny Depp and the Amber Heard trial is over. And normally I don't comment on pop culture things like this, but I thought that there's some lessons that we can learn from this spectacle that millions of people have been watching. Here's the backstory. Johnny Depp, actor. Amber Heard, actress. They get married. 15 months later, they file for a divorce. Long story short, now they're in court and they're suing each other for defamation and accusations of domestic abuse. Now, from the outsider looking in, it seems like they got it all. They have everything in the world that the world tells us would make us happy. They're famous. They're Hollywood actors. Along with that comes money. So they're rich. And number three, well, they're beautiful people. Beautifully looking people. And so a lot of times when we find ourselves in life where we're not happy, what's our solution? Oh, if I only had more money, money would fix all my problems. And number two, if I had more admiration, more friends, you know, maybe then we would be happier. Number three, if I could just fix this face, then I would be happy because then I would be more beautiful and more secure. Well, if money, fame and beauty could bring happiness, then the marriage between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard is a match made in heaven. But it sounds like it was hell. Really, if this is what can bring happiness, then they should have been the happiest people on earth. But it looks like, according to their court proceedings, it was anything but happy. So that's the lesson that we can learn. One of them, anyways, is that the world can't satisfy our longing for happiness, even if we had the whole world. I'm reminded of Jesus' words, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I don't give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." How does the world give? Promises one thing and then gives another. That is not Jesus. What does Jesus do? He promises one thing and then gives exactly what he promises. Jesus says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you." Our hearts are not made for the world. Our hearts find their rest in Jesus Christ. Secondly, the day the jury reached its verdict, I happened to be on YouTube and I saw it being streamed live, and I watched the representative from the jury declare the verdict. And it went something like this. Were the statements made by Ms. Heard false? Answer, yes. Were her statements defamatory? Answer, yes. Were the statements made by Ms. Heard? Answer, yes. Would the statements be considered defamatory to others? Answer, yes. Has it been proven that Ms. Heard acted with malice? Answer, yes. And I was watching this sentence be declared to Ms. Heard as she sat in the courtroom with arms crossed, head down, not even making eye contact with the jury representative. And then I looked at how many people were watching this live. And at that moment, 2 million people had tuned in to watch this verdict. And I thought, she's caught lying. The jury says she's guilty of lying and she's exposed. She has nowhere to hide. It's like a little kid caught with her hand in the cookie jar. And I felt bad for her. I felt bad that she had placed herself in this position of shame. She's completely exposed. And as I watched this, I had this little thought. That's going to be like all of us at one point in our life. We might not end up before the court of human judgment or court of human opinion on YouTube, but we are all going to find ourselves in the court of divine justice. The moment we die, we will undergo what is called the particular judgment, and we will stand before the just judge. And in that moment, the just judge will be before us. And who's going to stand off to the side trying to accuse us? A bunch of sleazy lawyers? No, something much worse. The devil, Satan. The Revelations 12 says, stands before God and accuses the brethren day and night. See, there's nothing more than the devil wants than to accuse us of our sins before God, because he knows that if the verdict is guilty, the sentence is death. Eternal death. Eternal separation from God, which is hell. That's what the devil wants. That's what the devil stands in at the court of judgment. He wants our soul. But who's our advocate? Well, the advocate is right there in Scripture. The advocate is the promise of the Father. And who is the promise of the Father? The Holy Spirit that descends upon the church in Acts chapter 2. And so the Holy Spirit lives within us by grace as we place our trust and our life in the hands of Jesus Christ, our Savior. So when we stand in the court of justice and stand before the judge himself, it's a unique position because when we have the life of grace within us, Jesus is both our judge and he is also our defense. Because when he looks at us, if we've died in the state of grace, he sees his life within us through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we are saved. Who else do we have in our corner? Another lawyer? No. An advocate? Yes. Besides the Holy Spirit, who is it? And it's Mary. Remember the Hail Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. When we've offered our life to Mary, at the moment of our death, she intercedes for us to Jesus. And her relationship with Jesus is unique. She doesn't approach Jesus as some sort of distant stranger or even a friend of Jesus. No, we have to remember, she's the mother of the King. And she goes to Jesus with this beautiful relationship. And how can a son say no to his mother? And so at the moment of death, when we undergo that particular judgment, we have the advocate, the Holy Spirit, who is alive within us, which is our defense. And then we have Mary, who is also known as the spouse of the Holy Spirit, advocating for us at the hour of death. And my closing thought, as I watched Amber Heard be found guilty of defamation and saw that 2 million people were watching in that moment, I couldn't help but think about the general judgment that you and me and every person is going to experience. The general judgment when Jesus comes back again to judge the living and the dead. And so in one sense, we will all have this experience, not of 2 million people watching our judgment through a YouTube video, but we will all experience this moment, every deed that we have ever done coming to the light. Coming into the divine light of truth and people seeing exactly why we have done what we have done and understanding why we deserve what we deserve. And this will be done before every single person who has ever been created and before every angel that has ever been created. In fact, St. Alphonsus Liguori is of the opinion that our guardian angels will give testimony to our deeds in the final judgment. So there is a moment coming in all of our lives that will be played out in great drama that's much more serious than what we've seen in the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. Eternity will hang in the balance for each one of us. And the beautiful thing about knowing this ahead of time is that we can prepare. This should not be a scary thing for those who place their life in the hands of Jesus Christ and into the hands of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So these are my thoughts that have come out of the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. Let me know your thoughts. Comment below. Share with me what stood out to you and why. And I'll talk to you soon. God bless you.